You're listening to ISM the podcast, where immigrant stories matter. We're here to amplify immigrant voices and create a community where people from any background can come together and embrace each other's differences. It's time to end the negative stigmas around immigrants because they're freaking rock stars, and we're going to prove that one story at a time. So excited. Guys, welcome back to ISM the podcast. I am here today with body extraordinaire, personal trainer, Russian goddess, the one, the only, Masha freaking Challenge.
Thank you, baby.
How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to do this podcast with you. I think you're pursuing such a great cause, speaking for all the immigrants in this country.
Thank you.
I'm saying this and I have goosebumps because I think this podcast will go really, really far.
Yeah, I really, really hope so. I am just trying to reach as many people as possible, spread the message, and just show how incredible you guys all are. I mean, if it wasn't for immigrants, I wouldn't be here today. So thanks, Mom and Dad, for making the move. And I'm just so excited about all of this. But thank you guys all again for coming to ISM and listening to this podcast. It really means so much to me. So without further ado, let's get started. So Masha, for those of you who don't know, has been my friend for many years, but now Masha has actually been training me for over 2 years now, I think. Mm-hmm. She is a personal trainer and my body has never looked better. Thanks to her, I am competing for Miss Massachusetts in less than a month now, and she's just been prepping me and she's incredible. So if you're in the Boston area and you're looking for a trainer, definitely go follow Masha Challenge and hit her up.
Thank you, my love. We can also do it online, so you can reach out still, and even if you're not in Boston, we'll work together.
Exactly. Very true. Very true.
Yes.
So, Masha, before you became this freaking rock star, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from. We know you're a Russian goddess. Talk to us about that.
Stop it. And you're a Brazilian goddess.
Thank you.
So yes, just in few short words, I would say I'm from Russia. I've been in Boston for 13 years. It's going to be 13 years this June. And one day I pretty much packed my small carry-on. I had about $400 with me. I had a visa and a ticket on a plane. I had a round trip ticket and I already knew the round trip was not gonna happen. I was very decided
that you had decided that you were staying.
Yes, that I'm going and I'm gonna do my best to succeed in this country. It was very difficult to even get a visa. I already went to United States once the year before, and then 2008 I was like, if I'm getting my second visa, it's a sign. I've always wanted to live abroad and not in Russia. I don't know why, but since I was like 7 years old, I've told my mom I'm not staying in Russia. Mm-hmm. Never knew why and how, and I've never traveled before to make such a strong, bold statement, but I guess
you were a dreamer. You
know, I already knew.
You've been a dreamer your whole life. You knew you had big, big things to do.
Exactly.
That's incredible. So why did you buy a round trip ticket if you knew you were staying?
So when you are a J-1 visa, mm-hmm. student exchange,
yep.
So that's a program for students to come for the summer, work, come back, you know, make some cash, you have to have a round trip ticket. There is mm-hmm. no other option. So you pretty much, your visa is only for 3 months, if not less. Mine was 3 months. And you have to come back by the end the visa.
Oh, wow.
Ends, by the time visa ends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And so how did your family feel about you just coming here like that? I know you have a very close relationship with your mom, so.
Yes, that's true. My mom is amazing. I know I definitely broke her heart at that point. I did not tell anybody my intention was to stay. It was very, I just turned 21. I was very determined to just go and make the best and on my own, independent, never ask my parents for money. It was 2008. I hope everybody remembers what happened that year. Mm-hmm. The absolute collapse of economy, and it was tough times here, it was tough times in Russia, mm-hmm. and I could only rely on myself, but still. I never told my mom. She found out. I feel like she had a feeling that I actually was looking to stay, because she started telling me. I used to buy those phone cards for $5 that you would call. Like, I didn't have a laptop. I remember those. There was no WhatsApp. There was no internet all over the place.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go, it was a lot harder to even stay in touch. She had no idea where exactly I was. She had an idea, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. United States, but she has never been in this country before.
That's crazy. Your poor mommy probably gave her a heart attack. God.
Every time we talk about this, every time somebody new asks me about my story,
yeah,
if she's next to me, she goes like, oh my God, I can't listen to this, my heart.
Oh my God.
I feel bad.
Your poor mom.
I hope my kids won't do that to me.
Seriously.
Imagine karma.
Oh my God, no, seriously, imagine. It's like, well, you did it, mom, so I'm going to do it too. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you came here and you were how old? When you arrived?
I was 21.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I dropped out of college to come here. It was my last year of college, and I would have been a teacher by degree.
So, no way. Yes. That's kind of funny because you're actually kind of teaching now. That is pretty much what you're doing. You've taught me a lot in the past 2 years, so it didn't go to waste. So that's
exactly.
good.
I definitely have that in me.
That's insane. So you came here, you only had $400.
And about $200 left after the first night to stay at a hotel, because you don't know nothing. I did not come here with a job, promise of a house, any connections, friends. It was literally just you land. I believe I landed in JFK, New York, then took a bus and actually went to the Cape, because Cape Cod is known for students having a lot of students for the summer and plenty of jobs. So I ended up there, and about 2 days after I had, pretty sure I had only $200 left. And when it's your first foreign money, you don't even know how to handle it, to be honest.
That's
with you.
True.
You don't budget it well
if
you didn't have that type of experience before.
That is insane.
Stayed at a hotel first night, then we switched to one of those kind of like summer motels, you know, for a lot of students. And eventually met somebody who offered us housing and found a summer job. I believe I worked at Stop and Shop. That was my first job.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Yes. And Wendy's. Yeah,
That's quite crazy. I mean, the amount of courage that it takes for you to follow your gut, to follow your dreams, and just come here on a whim, not know anybody, have little to no money, basically.
No promise, no, place, no guarantee. Of
no place to live,
anything.
No work. I mean, nothing. That's just insane.
Nothing.
Trust me, I think, honestly,
looking back, I don't know if I would do it again, but it's all, when somebody says, oh, you're going, you're doing something on your own, I'm like, this doesn't even scare me anymore. I've done it.
It's like, trust me, I've done way more than this. You have no idea. Oh my goodness, that's incredible. And you've gone from that, from Stop and Shop and Wendy's. You've built a full career here. You are one of the hardest workers I know, sometimes working three jobs straight. And I think being an entrepreneur is one of the brightest and biggest things that this country can truly offer you. You're given so many opportunities, and I think it's so incredible that you've really taken hold of every single one of those. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
I'm sure though, when you come here and you start working and you start trying to meet people, that there has to be a lot of struggles as well. So do you want to talk to us a little bit about some of the hardships that you experienced after moving here?
I've actually had an interesting story where at one of my first jobs at the restaurant, I was an awful server back then.
Wow, very honest of you.
I was always nice and kind, but I really didn't care. I don't know. It was just like, it was some Uno pizzeria type of place. So imagine.
Whatever.
Pretty much. There was a manager who, maybe he meant it, maybe he was saying it as a joke, but I will never forget. He was like, oh, you're just stupid. Or you're a stupid Russian. It was something like this. And I think it sounded more like as a joke, but you take it seriously, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And I know how to punch back. Don't test me.
That's very true. You don't want to mess with Masha. She's strong. Personally and physically, okay?
You just have to be, when you're on your own, you know how to stand up for yourself. Mm-hmm. Nobody else will do it for you if you don't. So I turned around and I told him, oh yeah, I'm stupid. Well, how many degrees do you have? How many languages do you speak?
Yes.
And what do you have behind your 20-something years of experience besides this job here?
Yes.
And everyone around was just quiet. And that's it. Nobody messed with me at that job, please, anymore.
Good. What a boss. What a boss.
What an example. Way to set an example, right?
Yeah, no,
for
but
management.
Serious. I know. That's insane. And that's the problem, is that people highly, highly overlook and undervalue immigrants in this country. The amount of value that you guys bring in so many different aspects and also so many different fields, you guys come here with things on your resume that people work their whole lives to gain. You are able to communicate with a vast majority of people from all over, just like you were saying. You can connect to people, to immigrants from all over the world, because you have that experience. Not only that, but you studied English, you studied German, you're Russian, you have all these different languages on your resume. Like, come on, people literally go to school for, I know kids who went to school for so many years and studied Spanish, for example, for 8 years of their life, and right now they can just say hola, ¿cómo estás? And I'm like, very nice, good job. And so I really, that's one of the most incredible things to me that this podcast, I hope, brings out to the world, is that we can start to value what immigrants bring to our country. And hopefully people will start seeing that, and we can truly start to embrace everybody's differences and where we all come from.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. It's actually so, it fascinates me how in this country, for those who have never even traveled anywhere, you get to experience, especially in a city like Boston, for example, every single nationality is here. If you want to learn a language, you can make friends with absolutely anybody from all over the world and learn from them directly. You have a native speaker to practice your new skill with. Like, how amazing is that?
It's incredible.
And then make friends and go with that person to their country, explore the world.
Yeah, definitely.
So if anything, America actually benefits in even more ways.
Oh, than, absolutely.
Than one, than just, you know, having immigrants work and make the workforce better.
I think the United States is truly one of the best countries because we are such a big melting pot. And it blows my mind that people aren't embracing that more. I'm like, why? It's so incredible. My friend group, our friend group is so vast. We are from all over the world. And it's so awesome when we go out to just see all of these countries together. I feel like the United Nations or something. Of plus, like incredible women.
Pretty.
Oh, I mean, if you want to say that, I'm not going to say no. But honestly, just thinking about that you guys all came to this country in the pursuit of something bigger and better, and you're succeeding and you're doing such boss babe things, it's inspiring, and I want you to know that. And right now, hopefully, there are people watching this podcast, looking at your story, seeing how far you've come. Thank you for just sharing that, because people honestly really do need to hear it.
Thank you, Sarita.
Lastly, just to wrap things up, I want to ask you a question that I've been asking everybody to end all my podcasts with, and that is, if you can give advice to somebody watching right now who's thinking about moving to another country, what would that advice be?
I kind of feel like I'm that Miss Massachusetts you're about to be on stage getting the question, and I need to take a moment. Honestly, just know that it will be worth it. whatever country you're deciding to relocate, if you feel, if your intuition is telling you, go for it, just go for it. Your home will always be your home. This is good to have in the back of your mind, right? That gives you that peace of mind. But also, I wish somebody told me kind of the step-by-step process of how to make it happen here, because the paperwork alone was not the easiest process. It took me years before I saw my family. I didn't see my family for 6.5 years. I couldn't travel anywhere for this long.
Wow.
I saw my mom for the first time in 4.5 years. She got a visa and she came to visit, and it was like the best moment of my life at that point, for sure. So it takes a very long time. Yes, for some people much longer, for some people shorter. So if you have somebody who went through a process of immigration, get as much information as you need, and don't just sit and hope that somebody's gonna come and rescue you. You have to take it all in your own hands and make it happen and try different things. And if you're looking to succeed sooner, let's say you move into United States and you listen to this right now, figure out 2, 3, 4 professions that will give you good income and that lifestyle you're looking for. And don't be afraid, just go for it. Go for it.
Yeah, that's really good advice. I think a lot of people, not even just with moving to a new country, but with a lot of things in general, we're always scared to make the first move, to just put our foot through the door, because we think, oh, I don't know everything yet. Oh, I don't know what to expect. I'm not ready. You will never be fully ready. You're never going to be fully prepared, and you're never going to know everything. So I think what Masha just said is excellent advice. Do as much research as you can. Look into jobs, the language, all of that before you come here. And then all you can do is really do your best and embrace where you are.
Embrace the journey.
Embrace
you'll
the journey,
baby. You'll
meet
amazing people along the way. You'll meet not so great people, but you'll do you.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey, right?
Exactly. I'm so glad we met.
Oh my gosh,
I'm so
I know.
Excited to be a guest here.
I know. This has honestly been so incredible. I knew this interview would be great because, hello, it's Masha. So, duh. But seriously, thank you so much for being open and honest. Like always, you're incredible. I love you. And
I love you.
Like I said, go to Instagram, follow Masha Challenge. She is such a bad bee, and I love you so much.
I love you.
Oh, I almost knocked your coffee over. Jeez. Oh my gosh, that would have been really bad way to end. Guys, thank you so much again for coming back and listening to ISM the podcast. We are so happy to have you guys here again. And just thank you so much for being here. And thank you again, Masha. I love you so much.
I love you, babysitter.
Thank
you, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to ISM, where immigrant stories matter. Make sure to subscribe so that you get notified when new podcasts are released. And if you just can't wait for the next one, follow us on Instagram at ISM the podcast so that you're always in the know. Until next time.